Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Bob Zimmerman is here. The website is Behind the Black, and we're going exploring. Bob tells me there's trouble. That means that we must rally ourselves to worry about Bepi Colombo. What is that, Bob? It's been a while.
Bepi Colombo is a joint Italian-Japanese mission, European Space Agency, Italian though, Japanese mission to the planet Mercury. It's an orbiter that's going to go around Mercury, but it's two different spacecraft. When it gets to Mercury, the Japanese and the European sections will split, and they'll do different work complementary to each other in different orbits. But until they get to Mercury, they're together. And to get to Mercury has been complicated. It's involved a lot of flybys of Earth and other planets, and Mercury included, and it's on its way, and it's supposed to arrive in 25. But this week, a potentially serious problem was revealed. They were preparing to do a course correction. They turned on the thrusters, and it turned out that the thrusters were not getting enough electrical power from the solar panels to produce the thrust necessary to do these course corrections. And so they're now analyzing. They've managed to get the thrust up to about 90% of its planned amount. This spacecraft has a flyby, the last major flyby of Mercury in September of this year, and then it will head to go into orbit around Mercury in 25. What they are unclear about is whether this problem of the thrust of the engines is going to make it difficult for it to do the course corrections it needs to do. Because if it does that flyby and isn't able to use its engines to make its route precise, it could miss Mercury entirely in 25. Or fly by and not be able to get into orbit. Or maybe its engines won't be powerful enough to slow it down to get into orbit. They're not clear about any of this, but I see this as potentially a serious, serious problem. And so we're waiting. We don't know. We have to wait for the European Space Agency to tell us more details. But it would be a great tragedy if this spacecraft can't get into orbit around Mercury and flies past. I do not know what's going to happen at the moment, but this is a serious situation.
And Bob, you have heretofore, and I believe you will again, have great confidence in the engineers and programmers when they have a problem. This is what they're trained for, to go to work on software. And this looks like a software problem. Is that correct?
No, I know. I wouldn't assume that. It did not deliver enough electrical power to the thrusters. That does not, to me, look like a software problem. That sounds to me like some kind of technical problem. I don't want to speculate what the problem is. All I know is that they have not clarified if this is going to... It could be that they're analyzing the path of the spacecraft and they're analyzing whether having 90% thrust, you just fire the engines a little bit longer and maybe that'll do the job. So that's what they're analyzing, but we don't know, and so we have to wait and see.
What is XRISM?
XRISM is an X-ray space telescope that was launched by Japan last year. It is a replacement for a previous Japanese X-ray telescope that launched in 2016 but failed almost immediately. After that failure, NASA agreed to work with Japan to make a replacement that was supposed to launch in 21. It finally launched in 24. However, it's having a problem. Its instruments are all working, but one particular instrument has a closed aperture door. It's an X-ray telescope, so it appears that some of the data can get through that aperture door. And so they're still doing science operations, but it is limiting some of the science operations on one instrument. And we're just going to have to wait and see how this plays out. They're saying they're getting science from it. It's going to put some limitations on the science. We'll see if they can fix it.
All right, we go to the surface of Mars. First, Percy, looking ahead to Zero Crater.
Yes, these are pictures from both Curiosity and Perseverance. These are navigation images, which are the pictures taken by the cameras on the rovers to look at the terrain they're about to travel. And so I post these things periodically because both rovers are in interesting landscapes that are fun to look at from a tourist point of view. So Perseverance has now gotten close to the gap on the rim of Zero Crater. It is going to go into that gap. and poke around for a bit, but then it's not going to go through the gap to leave the crater. It's going to go up over the rim to the south. And so, but the picture looks down into that canyon and into the gap. So I posted it with an overview map, and this is where they're going down the road. It's very barren terrain, John, as you say. It's an alien planet. There is no life on this picture, and this is not, you wouldn't see this on Earth almost anywhere, a place with no life at all. And then Curiosity. Curiosity is, of course, climbing Mount Gale, so its terrain is even more spectacular. It's inside a slot canyon, and they had a picture looking both for, they did a panorama, so there were sections looking ahead and back. And so I posted both of those on Behind the Black. The one looks down the mountain across the rim of Gale Crater, 25 miles away, and the other picture looks up into Gittes Valles, which is the slot canyon it's in, up towards the peak of Mount Sharp, which is not visible because it's like 25 miles away. But you can see this also, very barren terrain, but very spectacular.
Bob Zimmerman, Behind the Black. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.